My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? Hate yourself. But we are never taught about any black hero. Only someone we're shown in history is my grandfather was picking cotton. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
And my contention is that any time you have a country, supposedly a democracy, supposedly the land of the free and the home of the brave, and it can't enforce laws, even in the northernmost cosmopolitan and progressive part of it, that will benefit a black man, if those laws can't be enforced or that law can't be enforced, how much heart do you think we will get when they pass some civil rights legislation which only involves more laws? If they can't enforce this law, they'll never enforce those laws. So my contention is that we are faced with a racialistic society, a society in which they are deceitful, deceptive, and the only way we can bring about a change is to talk the kind of language, speak the language that they understand. The racialist never understands a peaceful language. The racialist never understands the nonviolent language. The racialist, he's spoken his language to us for 400 years. We have been the victim of his brutality. We are the ones who face his dogs that tear the flesh from our limbs only because we want to enforce the Supreme Court decision. We are the ones who have our skulls crushed, not by the Ku Klux Klan, but by policemen, only because we want to enforce what they call the Supreme Court decision. We are the ones upon whom water hoses are turned with pressure so hard that it rips the clothes from our backs, not men, but the clothes from the backs of women and children. You've seen it yourself. Only because we want to enforce what they call the law. Well, anytime you live in a society supposedly based upon law, and it doesn't enforce its own law because the color of a man's skin happens to be wrong, then I say those people are justified to resort to any means necessary to bring about justice where the government can't give them justice.
It's about that
so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet. He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past, destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement.
Of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone, don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Who You Rock With. Toya Vega, live on Get Lifted Radio. You just heard Crack Tracks production, Malcolm X clips, By Any Means. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the show. We actually have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to say the last four digits of your number, and you'll be live. That is actually the owner calling in. So let's go ahead and get up with Magic Love real quick, and then we'll jump into another track. Tonight's guest is Horn Solo. We're going to be detailing his new album, mixtape rather, Traveling Man. Talk about that a little bit, and then we're also going to get into some issues in hip-hop, racism, Iggy Azalea. We've been running it about that. Real quick, let's chop it, say hey to Magic real quick. Magic Love, how you doing this evening? Okay, our caller must have disconnected. We're going to jump right into another song. Then here we go with Cash Akbar featuring Negus with Soul Sessions.
A lot of niggas be talking about this, a lot of niggas be talking about that. None of that shit pertain to me though. No. Young YPM shit, CZV. Hey. Get out the way, if you ain't helping me, you hurting me. Ain't no other options, I'm just trying to do what works for me. A lot of people doubt, see what I'm doing with uncertainty, but certainly, it'll never be an early hearse for me, I know it. Thinking about the deepest shit while I'm smoking potent. No, they taking notice, I've been taking notes. Niggas swimming start to sink, I'm just trying to stay afloat. Cause if you ball and fall off, niggas see you as a joke. Yeah, ain't nothing funny about gaining and losing. Balling and backtracking, that's the game, so keep it moving. That's words from the wise, fearing I look in my eyes. If a nigga never make it, can you blame me if I tried and gave my all in this shit? Wanna live, gave her all in the whip, legs spread toward the roof. Searching something real, she just trying to hear the truth. So I whisper in the air, baby, they nothing like you.
What up? Is you right for me? Or is you hype for me? Did you hustle for me? Did you write for me? I roll up life when ain't nothing in life for me. How can I get my mind right when I don't know what's right for me? I'm just my own man, they ain't no type for me. I did my own everything, no ghost right for G. 100 racks up in your face, that's a sight to see. She like the ball, she like to travel, and she like the D. She don't like basketball, she just like a G. She roll them up every morning just like a G. And I never ever dislike her. If I ever lose, I hope I find another like her. Nigga, you ain't nothing like us. All my fans write us like we on Rikers. Doing time, nigga, ain't no you and I, nigga. It's just me butting in Cash on these suicide missions. Make a nigga kill himself. Feel you, little nigga, for yourself. Swear I don't do this for my health. Never needed another nigga, cause I do this for myself. What up? What up? It's that YPM shit, nigga. CGB shit, nigga. And we call it CGB, nigga. Cause we can't go broke and we can't go backwards, nigga.
I'm cheated because instead of me fulfilling my prophecy, I have to start one. Instead of me, you know, doing a good job and carrying on the empire, I have to build one. And that's a hell of a job for a 21-year-old. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell of a job for any youngster, male or female, to have to build an empire. I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about it, and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it need to be before we all die, and then you say, oh, I made a mistake.
They want your life. I rebel. They want your choice. I rebel. They want your soul. I rebel. Yeah. You got
half a mind to do the crime. Get the time, press rewind, just to say you didn't always fall in line. You got a rebel youth to spit the truth so you can lyrically hear the proof. Spread the news so you don't have much to lose. You got Marley's redemption, inspiring attention. Lennon's imagine, trying to make it happen. Sam Cooke swears that a change gon' come. And Bob Dylan's blowing in the wind. They want your life. I rebel, they want your choice. I rebel, they want your soul. We got history, the fiction beats, the forces of identity to separate stereotypically. We got remedies for enemies and penalties for memories, cause slavery makes you feel guilty. I need a check to clear, I'm underpaid, and healthcare's now a luxury. Tell me why they want your life. I rebel.
There's no way that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. I know you're rich. I know you got $40 billion, but can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you know there's somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me.
They want your life. I rebel, they want your choice. I rebel, they want your soul.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Who You Rock with Toya Vega. That was Melody Angel, Rebel. Very, very powerful song right there. And that's the Melody Angel, by the way, from back in the G on P. Diddy Star Maker. Some of you may not remember that show. I think it was on MTV. I'm not 100% sure myself. Anyway, we're going to jump into some issues tonight, including racism in hip-hop. And just recently today, yesterday, looking over Hip-Hop DX, there was a story on there about former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke taking aim at Nicki Minaj. So we're going to jump into a few of those issues, jump into the Iggy Azalea issue with this song Drugs that she did a while back, and a line that she had in the song referencing herself as a slave master. She's publicly apologized for that several times on several websites. Want to get y'all's opinion on that, see how that makes y'all feel. In and outside the hip-hop community. And for those of you who don't know, we'll run the song so y'all can hear it for yourself. It's actually in, like, the first line. So as not to play into the racism in hip-hop ourselves, though, as you heard us adamantly express last week, you know, music, art, it has no color, you know what I mean? A lot of people's problem with Iggy is that she does not pay homage. She's very arrogant in her way. But, I mean, hey, to each his own, I guess. Us doing what we do, we rebel. So we're going to jump off into this Beastie Boys, R.I.P. MCA, No Sleep Till.
No! motivated from the get-go. A black nerd spitting verbs like a schizo. It's fucked up when your fam said trip, yo, and don't support what you know that you made for. Hey, blocked out the naysayers. I got high on my own damn papers. Confidence through the roof, skyscrapers. You not speaking my language, I'll see you later. Yo, been in it for a minute, eyes on the prize. Retinas, relentless, all I do is shine. Start five in the game, never rolled the pine. Cause you can't stop mine. I'm focused, man, it won't be deterred. Holla at a Smith if you bought them words. Catch a black cloud for what it's worth. Cause you can't stop my sacrifice and pay dues. Others thought it was a game and lacked clues. Up all night, did away with snooze. Took initiative, no need for cues. Hey, Ray Charles with the bars, make it do what it do. Feel like there's a spot reserved for me and the crew. Out cheering about that, thought that you should know. We came to wreck shop and do away with the tools. Bruce Leroy of the B-Boys, showing up I got the juice to get you up and moving. Beyond foot loose, catch bullets with my teeth. With the word that I speak, your arms too short, not in reach. Step 4 minute, eyes on the prize. Retinas relentless, all I do is shine. Start five in the game, never roll the pine. Cause you can't stop my, I'm focused, man, it won't be deterred. Holla at a Smith if you bought them words. Catch a black cloud for what it's worth. Cause you can't stop my, hey, you can't stop my glow. I'm born to be who I am. Never gave two fucks, and I surely don't give a damn. Hey, you can't stop my glow. I'm born to be who I am. Never gave two fucks, and I surely don't give a damn. Hey. Never rode the pine, cause you can't stop my, I'm focused, man, it won't be deterred. Yo, if you bout them words, hey, for what it's worth, cause you can't stop my, been in the club, been it eyes on the prize. I'm restless, relentless, all I do is shine. Start five in the game, never rode the pine, cause you can't stop my, I'm focused, man, it won't be deterred. Holla at a Smith if you bout them words. Catch a black cloud.
Welcome back to Get Lifted Radio, Who You Rock With. I'm your host, Toya Vega. You just heard Mad Fro Band with My Glow, featuring one of their members is a staple in the hip-hop community down here in New Orleans, Slankston Hughes, on the MC tip, and a guitarist. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Y'all don't forget, if you're ever in New Orleans, catch a Mad Fro set, like, is well worth it. Before that, we heard No Sleep Till Brooklyn, classic Beastie Boys joint, and just kind of getting into tunes like this to express, you know, the diversity in this craft that we've all come to know and love as hip hop. One of the things that David Duke said in this article featured on Hip Hop DX. He said rap music is something that blacks were really responsible for. It was the Jewish record producers who promoted this degenerate and sick music. So I want to touch on that. You know, call in, definitely let us know how that makes y'all feel. Hip-hop has saved a plenty lives, turned some lives around, you know, and quite frankly is the reason that some people, you know, are actually eating in corporate America. So, you know, for that type of statement to be made, it's pretty bold. It's pretty sickening. Call and let us know how y'all feeling about it. We're going to jump into another song real quick as we wait on our guest to call in. This is Richie Acevedo with My Team, One Fam Music Group artist, grinding hard out the Seattle area. Originally from Chicago, world traveled, been to Germany, been all over getting it in. Y'all check this out. Richie Acevedo, Mr. Ace High, my team.
Don't want the brownies, put this white girl in your nose. Hold up, better hold on, I'm fucked up, I'm so stoned. All these women around here is 10, find a bitch and take her home. Take the bitch, wife the bitch, knock her up, start a family. my cup, my brandy, my nigga, Miami. On the beach with a Georgia peach, like all my exes live in Texas. Blowing sweets with a Georgia freak, act like you never saw me in the Lexus. Shotguns in red trucks, down south, you call it country. Pull up on two young bitches, like which one of y'all wanna spend some money? You be tricking, I just say, whatever the fuck they wanna hear. We getting sex like DMX, y'all gon' make me up in here.
Somebody help me.
I can't drink all this shit.
Somebody help me.
I can't smoke all this shit.
Somebody help me. Somebody, 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 somebody.
I'm already fucked up.
Somebody help me.
I can't drink all this shit.
Somebody help me.
I can't smoke all this shit.
Somebody help me.
Somebody, 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 somebody.
The beast in me say let me out. When I check into the room, they check me out. She was looking at a nigga on the elevator. So I asked the bitch, you wanna come up later? She said, yeah. I said, cool. Smoking me a blunt on the side of the pool. She got out work and can't sat beside me. It smelled like weed all in the lobby. We grabbed some ice and then went back up. I opened the door, she said, what the fuck? It was naked girls all over the place. Had disappointment all on her face. Why the fuck you think I invited you? She said, I ain't gay. I said, me neither. She looked at me and said, you need help. I said, I know, I'm finna call the boy. She said, no, I mean mentally. I said, tell them that they intimate, and it's going down eventually. So come on in or shut the door. She shut the door, then my niggas call and said, boy, we outside in the hall. I said, I hope y'all niggas came to party, cause everything getting this bitch for y'all. I told you I do this shit for y'all. Wild out, enjoy yourself. We going ham like Project X. Before I do a show, I cash that check. Cut these hoes and then it's on to the next. Fuck a threat, I don't bust no sweat. Tell the manager, call the cops. They wanna throw us out, then throw us out.
Somebody help me.
I can't drink all this shit.
Somebody help me.
I can't smoke all this shit.
Somebody help me.
Somebody, 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 somebody.
I'm already fucked up.
Somebody help me.
I can't drink all this shit.
Somebody help me.
I can't smoke all this shit.
Somebody help me.
Somebody, 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 somebody help me.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Get Lifted Radio. This is Who You Rock With. I'm your host, Toya Vega. We just heard Richie Acevedo, My Team, followed by Sir Nasty from Graveyard Entertainment, Somebody Help Me. That boy is so raw. Y'all check him out. Follow him on Facebook, Sir Nasty, Twitter, Sir7Nasty4. That's SIR, the number 7, Nasty. And number 4 on Twitter and Facebook, Sir Nasty. Like the page. See what he got going on, events and new music dropping all the time. The mixtape killer. He's earned that title by far. If you subscribe and hit his website up, SirNasty74.com, you'll see what I mean. We were talking about some comments made by David Duke and basically, you know, saying that black people weren't, rap music is something black people were responsible for. Want to get y'all opinion on that. We have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to say the last 4 digits of your number, and you'll be live. 4673, you're live, caller.
Hey, what's good? This is DJ Hard Knocks.
Peace, peace, DJ Hard Knocks. How you doing, man?
Hey, good, good. I just want to say, y'all, I'm loving the show. I'm loving the show. And the topics was cool. You know, so I just wanted to kind of weigh in on my, you know, little perspective on the hip-hop thing.
No doubt. Awesome. Thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that comment?
No, which comment?
We touched a little bit on a comment that David Duke, the former, you know, Klansman, he made a comment. They featured an article on Hip Hop DX. He said rap music is not something that blacks were really responsible for. It was the Jewish producers who promoted this degenerate and sick music. And so I was just asking the listeners, you know, how that made them feel to hear someone refer to hip hop as something degenerate and sick. But, you know,
the
floor is yours.
I heard you know, it's really kind of a sad thing that someone would even, you know, refer to this art form as that, you know, in such a negative light. Because the thing is that I was just talking about this with my brother, is that, you know, the whole thing is hip-hop has saved so many people's lives. You know, hip-hop was something that was grown organically. And what someone like myself takes huge issue with also is to even insinuate that it's something that is premeditatedly made or almost like in a petri dish, if you will, as some sort of a tool. And the only tool that hip-hop, I believe, has been is a way for people to save each other's lives. Because I know for myself, you know, hip-hop music was certainly a surrogate father to me. And I learned many good lessons, and I learned a lot of things to do and not to do through hip-hop music. And that's the whole basis of what hip-hop music is to me. And I think a comment like that is obviously, you know, you have to look where it's coming from. And for someone to have such narrow-minded perspectives in the first place, I'd imagine you'd never get a good perspective from someone like that. You know, I mean, it's hip-hop is deep. You know, hip-hop isn't something you hear. Hip-hop is something that you feel. Hip-hop is something that you do. Hip-hop is an extension of one's life, you know. And we never know. You know, people say, does art imitate life or life imitate art? But the one thing I can definitely tell you is that hip-hop has been a positive tool for more people than we can ever imagine, you know. And I guess that's my 2 cents on that.
Word life. Very well put, sir. Very well put. That's definitely something that I think a lot of the, you know, suits in America seem to overlook. They think it's just some type of barbaric art form, and it's actually not. Like you said, it's something that you feel, you know. It's not just something that you do. It's so much more than they give it credit for. So I thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely. You know, it's when something's true, it's not just communicated, you know, auditorily. It's something that we all feel, and that's why I've always lumped quote unquote hip hop music in with soul music. When I refer to soul music, I refer to anything that touches my soul. And there's many genre spanning songs and individual artists and bands that would fall under. And I believe that hip-hop is absolutely soul music. Soul music in the sense that it's bred from something that's real life experience. You know, people want to point the finger and say, well, look at this degrading of women or this or that or about drugs or glorifying violence. Well, hip-hop is such a wide spectrum. You have many different things. But when you have real hip-hop, real is from where it's coming from. And if that's someone's reality, maybe we should kind of address the fact that someone's living in such a messed up reality. You know, maybe we can help one another as opposed to point the finger and say, well, this is the problem. There's this form of music, this form of self-expression, because it's just that self-expression, what someone goes through themselves. So, you know, that's it. That's, you know, that's just means a lot to me, hip hop, you know.
Word up. Well put. Well, we definitely enjoyed riding into the new year with you. Thank you for that bonus mix and all that you've been doing. Let the people know where to find you at online.
Absolutely. Everyone, definitely follow me at the DJ, HARDNOX. And, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they'll have all of my links for my show tomorrow, which is always on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I truly appreciate your support as well. You know, I feel absolutely blessed to be associated with you in every single way. So thank you so much.
Thank you. DJ Hard Knocks, guys. Follow him once again at the DJ Hard Knocks on Twitter, Instagram, and catch his show on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Big up to you for your support. Thank you, DJ Hard Knocks. Right now,
absolutely,
we're going to jump
care.
Into... Thank you, you too. Right now, we're going to jump into another track, and then we'll be live with our guest in just a minute. This is Dime a Dozen with The Gold.
I need it from the top.
These niggas act like...
Thank you.
I want to go. These niggas act like hoes. These niggas act like hoes.
I run the globe.
These niggas act like hoes. These niggas act like
hoes. Come around and shut it down like anywhere I go. Anywhere I go. Anywhere I go.
These niggas act like
hoes. Feeling like I run a town like everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
Everybody wanna be a star. No work, but they wanna be a boss. Screw when they go and get taught. When you're coming in first and they wanna be involved. Oh, I'm taking it off. They praying I fall. Cause if I ain't on their team, they can't dream of taking me on. I just came in from Turin. I was swinging in Europe. Flew a plane into London. That DB train in Zurich. Every city I murdered. Heard the hype isn't worth it. Y'all be living in verses. While I'm living my verses, I swear. These niggas be lying. These niggas be lying. Running every city I visit, even though towards my sign, shit I've been torn since I signed. Found a foreign six abroad in the forum with your broad. Fuck your forums and your blogs, nigga. Travel for the title just to bring it home. Shit, with my homies, what they hating on? Be about to blow, you gotta have some patience, though. All these niggas acting like they're late.
I want to go.
These niggas acting like who? These niggas acting like who?
I run the globe.
These niggas acting like hoes.
Come around and shut it down like anywhere I go. Anywhere I go. Anywhere I go.
These niggas acting like
hoes. Feeling like I run a town like everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
These niggas acting like
hoes. We up, they see it when they see us. We up, she ain't riding if we rolling in the Prius. Throw the tree up, we puffing, ducking police. Get a stolen if she supposed to play a D.A. I told her this one is jolly. I'm dead selfish. I'm hang gliding trying to get high, yeah, I can't help it. First ride died, then Steve died, my fan felt it. Then Lottie died, them suicides kill you inside. I was stressed out, blowing on grams. Scared of letting down my fans. Friends, but you ain't my fan. Friends, but you ain't my fan. Never tell a hit of your plans. My dad, but I ain't your man. Friends, but you ain't my fan. Friends, but you ain't my fan. Now the time I got a new glow, new goals, new cash, but you fat. New songs that they blast when they blow past. New phone, no tabs in my old shack. No chrome when I pull up in that photo. Two tone, who belt, who crown, who metal, who gold. No more who that, you and your crew know. Go and pursue that, my nigga.
I want to go.
These niggas acting like who? These niggas acting like who?
I run the globe.
These niggas acting like who? These niggas acting like
who? Come around and shut it down like anywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go,
I want to go. I run the globe. I want to go. I run the globe.
I'm a nudge, I guess you can. Gotta have it on demand. God damn it,
on demand. Peter Pop Pop puffin' us some purple sticky, Icky Grams, Pedalander, Jimmy Graham, Drew Beats and Sean Pretend. I put on my super with a freestyle like no pad and pen. My brain's been rattling, these rhymes I'm battling. My consciousness and my flow slowly just unraveling.
I've been focused, I've been drinking. Everything's around me sinking. DJ the record spinning. Turn it up, but I ain't spinning. All that masters do me spinning. I don't want to lose boss. Give me MC's girls get crushed. No pity, no mercy, no one. I clear and let go.
Now I think I'm mad again. I took a fork in. Stick a fork in any formula, you think I have it in. Kill with the quickness, I'm too gifted to try to fit in. There's a decent distance and a difference between me and them. To the very bitter end, do my way and not pretend. Numero uno, DJ 10, rap so fast I need oxygen. Feels like I'm twisted on lots of gin. Mixed with chronic and clodipin. Kingpin popping, I'm hot again. Like a big papaya, see a fin.
Hey.
I told you now, cooking now will never stop. Rest in peace, a big pop up called a Brooklyn cop.
Brooklyn.
Take a shot of vodka off your rocket to the top. Sky high like a rocket, hard and with the rock.
Hey.
I told you now, spitting, I won't ever quit. Rest in peace, a big pun and that
barriquement.
Smoking Keisha, burn a reefer till your feet drop. Sky high like I'm Kanye, this is heat.
Hey. I've been smoking, hey. I've been drinking.
Hey.
Everything's around me stinking.
Hey,
DJ, the record's spinning.
Hey.
Turn it down, but
hey.
I ain't finished. All that matters to me's winning. I don't want to lose, forgive me. MC's real kid crush, no pity, no mercy, no one I'm fearing.
Come on, take them all to Babylon. All you better do is Babylon. Karma's an atomic bomb, beyond anything you've been on. Aladdin rapping with a magic wand. Every single verse is life patron. Form with a fuss that can't be harmed. Thank God it's with me and I've been armed. Stretch out like a Balian. Better run away from streets to farms. Let a cusp of greatness be alarmed. Take a whack rap on Modelon. Make a little bitch like Shaka Khan. Shocked everyone by myself cause I'm putting in work from death to dawn. Now the day goes by to out of dawn. Can't sleep, it's cousin of death.
Yeah.
Kryptonite with ass on my chest.
Yeah.
From a different planet, I can't hear you think I'm going deaf.
Yeah.
I don't give a god an F.
Yeah.
I'm an A-hole, don't forget.
Yeah.
There's levers to this game you're dealing with. A way to bet. Spazz out, yeah. Completely bent. True and whack rappers are torment. Hollywood actors can't commit. Working on the craft a little bit. Sharp as attack, impactful whip. Witty word plays, it's harder script. Harder to see it when a phantom whip. This is my anthem, yes it is.
I've been smoking, I've been drinking.
That was Horn Solo with No Mercy. Thank you guys for tuning in to Get Lifted Radio. This is Toya Vega, who you rock with. We have our wonderful guest, Mr. Horn Solo, on the line. Solo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How you doing tonight?
I'm peace. Just wanted to jump into that jam before we went live with you. It's definitely great to see you continue to grow and do different things with your style. That one right there just caught me so off guard that, man, like, it's totally vibed out. Tell us a little bit about what inspired your, you know, your thought pattern with coming up with the concept for that one. It's the rhyme patterns and whatnot that you took.
Right. Like, recently this year I did a little mixed project or EP with a friend of mine, Callie Observer, and he's really into, like, battle rap and like the technicality of like putting together bars and going line for line and stuff. So I picked up a lot from that little EP that's called The Experiment. And so I'd always been kind of known for like my traditional style with choruses and melodies and things of that nature. So having the background with both of those styles, I wanted to combine them into one song, and that's kind of like the inspiration there for No Mercy.
Nice. Yeah, I like when you... MCs will get no pity. It's just like
right.
it's infectious. You know what I mean? Like it gets stuck in your head. Like you really don't mind playing it like twice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The case with that DJ Yaman produced that instrumental, and so it's something that he had already. He gave it to me, and I spent some time with it. So I kind of let him do the direction of the music and how that beat was going to flow, and I just kind of went with his guidance on that.
Wow, that's powerful. Legendary stuff right there. you've worked with a lot of the local legends down here in New Orleans hip hop, and now you're in Colorado. The name of your new mixtape, appropriately titled "Traveling Man," tell us how you liking it back. Is Colorado home or is Arizona home?
I forget. Well, Arizona's home. That's definitely where I'm from. But I grew up in Colorado and I graduated from Colorado State, so I do have some friends and family out here already, which made it comfortable enough for me to get back out west, but like not necessarily be living like next door to my parents either. So it's good to be back out here and all that good stuff. And you know, I did create that mixtape, shot a couple of videos, one for No Mercy, another one for Ride on Time. So I've been active and doing some open mics and things of that nature. And so just kind of get my feet wet out here in Colorado.
Awesome, awesome. And how the fans and the venues receiving you so far?
Yeah, I mean, so far so good. I mean, I always keep business cards with me too, so like I have some interactions that happen like even outside of the venues. But yeah, people are into it. With the Traveling Man mixtape, I kind of use some progressive music, more like, I guess, tech, almost like, EDM driven at some points, you know what I'm saying? And people out here are on that style of music. So I went to a Run the Jewels hip hop show out here, a Flying Lotus hip hop show, and it met a lot of like minded people that were into the same music as me. And of course, I did my own stuff out here at some smaller venues. So yeah, it's all peace and love from what I can tell at this point. But you know, it's a ground process where like it's going to take me a few years to build my name and my brand back up in a new state, you know, because that's what I did out there in New Orleans. So I already understand coming into the situation that it could take a few years and some time. So I'm just hitting my grind right now, the start of it.
No doubt. That's what's up. Oh, you definitely have our support across the board, like on the blogs, however we can assist, you know what I mean, with helping to get that brand known. So tonight we've been talking a little bit about a few things going on. Like, I don't know, man, it's just getting crazy. So many, like, race baiters just talking all this nonsense. And you know, I'm a firm believer that like there's one race and that's the human race. I mean, all the other things that we've seen throughout history obviously prove that, you know, some other people feel other ways, and that's fine, to each their own. But right now, with the social climate being what it is, it's just really not the time to put our energy into, you know, such negative things like the beef with Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks, and some kind of way Action Bronson got thrown into it, and you know, people still beef with Macklemore about winning the Grammy over Kendrick. Let me ask you, do you ever experience any of these type issues, or how do you feel about it? Even if you don't, like, do you have any opinion on these things at all?
I mean, yeah, of course, like, I sometimes take a seat back, you know what I'm saying, instead of being so, like, demonstrative, like, on social networks and, like, explaining myself thoroughly, because I, like, believe, just like you, in one human race and just enjoying the music no matter, like, what credence or color you're from. So the most important thing for me is creating, like, a cool groove and, like, a melody that everybody can enjoy, you know what I'm saying? So that sounds simple, but that's where my mind is wrapped around that issue. And I am aware that, like, you know, hip-hop is like a 30-year-old genre, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it started back in Queens. Well, actually, you know, like out in the Bronx with, like, house parties and street parties with Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying? And the music was just something, like, of the people and the culture. And, you know, it's developed into what it is today. But, like, I try to go back with the roots and, like, do research, even though I'm born in, like, 1982. You know, it started a few years, like a decade even before I was born, and I wanted to go back and read about Run DMC and the Beastie Boys and Russell Simmons and, you know what I'm saying, like things of that nature. So I try to school and teach myself just so I don't seem disrespectful in any regards to the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Nice, nice. That's a powerful statement, man. I think I know all of your fans appreciate you for being – who you are. It's been really, really fun, like, watching you develop. And like I said, you always take us on a new journey with styles and different rhyme patterns and, you know, just really, really good vibes. So I'm appreciative of it, and I'm even more appreciative that, you know, you take the time to research and pay homage to the culture. One of the clips that people are so upset about, I heard about it, and then I'd heard that Iggy Azalea apologized. So, you know, it was a line she said, something about being a runaway slave master. We're going to play just a little bit of the clip just to let callers know what we're talking about here.
All right.
Tire marks, tire marks. Finish line with the fire marks. When it really starts, I'm a runaway slave. Master, shitting on the past, gotta spit it like a pastor. After a bash, we get like dough, like dash, we're faster, motorbike faster.
Okay, so that's like the opening line. That's the line everybody was all upset about. It's been a couple years. She's apologized on blog after blog after blog after blog. And I don't know. I don't know, like, where we draw the line with, like, you know, enough already. You see back in the 80s movements like We Are the World, you know, coming together and making a song, you know, with benefits from that song, proceeds from that song, benefiting different causes. And it just seems like in today's, like, music industry, a lot of that's gone. I don't know. Do you ever find yourself donating your time to different causes and your colleagues donating time to different causes? And if so, how is that received by your fans?
I mean, like, especially when I was out there in New Orleans, I was going to different causes. Like, that's one good thing about that area is having, like, the mom and pop side of things where people have, like, art shows and displays and things of that nature. One actually that comes to mind that I didn't even attend but I wanted to go check out was B. Mike's Exhibit B, right? Out there in Uptown. It was like an art display and stuff like that, and he's always giving back to the community. And so, you know, I would go to different functions like that, even things like French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest that I would, like, make appearances at. And, you know, like, even some of my other friends like A. Levy, and, you know, people with the Hut Studios and Inner Recess would have functions like my man Double A Music. You know, so, like, I would just support people and their causes. I like when I know someone, like, on a firsthand basis. It gives me, like, more interest to, like, actually be there and be a part of it. So, you know, New Orleans is, yeah, definitely gave me some opportunity to get involved in, like, the social communities and the music community out there. So, yeah. I like being active.
Nice, nice. Well, let's jump into your next track. I'm going to go ahead and let you tell the people a little bit about it and introduce it.
Which one are we going to play next?
Right on Time.
Okay, Right on Time. Yeah, that's a cool one. There's some references in there to Colorado, you know, talk about being a mile high and talking about, you know, smoking out here, enjoying the green life, indica, sativa, things of that nature. So that's pretty cool, man. They have the whole culture out here with marijuana being legalized in the year 2014. So it's kind of, like, cool. There's a lot of references like that. And it's over old school, like, jazz beat, but it's really been flipped by Pretty Lights. And so a lot of people kind of know Pretty Lights because that's a famous DJ out here, Derek Vincent Smith from Denver, Colorado. So it's a cool combination with his music and my lyrics over it.
Dope. All right, guys, here we go with Han Solo, Right on Time, from his mixtape Traveling Man. Let's get it.
There are different accounts of exactly what happened, but all agree they've never seen this many passengers kicked off a plane at once.
Elevator levitated at a mile high. A milestone, I made it back to the old countryside. Back in Colorado, sparking up the field fire. Grown all over, but it's good to get that natural high. Naturally, I like the smoke and keep the facts apart. Fascinated by THC, it blows my mind. In the cultivated, different strengths with different times. That's the green thumb, mix them up and then combine. Blue collar, middle class, I was taught to grind. Outlasting most of the artists, better from my time. I'm a throwback when Michael was inside his prime. Look, Kobe wore number 8 and let his apple shine. All these other players sitting on the bench of mine. Meanwhile, I'm engineering at a new design. Architecture embed himself inside a rhyme. The master of ceremonies has arrived.
Right on time.
Nevada. Mic check, I'm bad to chitter set and keep improving. I go high, chillin'. Flippin' the beat so unique, the music's always moving. Right on time, keep it moving, y'all. This is greatness that I'm in pursuit of. I'm so high, so high. Pretty lights and colors, everything looks like a movie.
They weren't paying attention to them. They asked a few times, went to the pilot. The pilot was nice. Said, hey guys, we're going to try and depart here. As FAA regulations are a lot stricter than public, U.S. public school detention, you know, and so you guys have to listen to me.
New Renaissance man created with a master plan. Ignite the masses with a can of dynamite. Bam! Take control like I'm Kendrick. Put him in a jam. Traffic stop, red light like a sedan. I done ran into enough obstacles or hurdles. Take a minute to reflect and blow a blunt of purple. Any adversity in life is just rehearsal. Means you got a greater purpose that is universal. I'm as hot as a furnace and I'm full of virtue. Made for greener passion, someone's gotta be the first to. Passionate and I continue to stay sharp and pursue. Any opportunity that I can have to break through. Right on time, right on. Mic check, I'm about to kid a set and keep improving. I'm so high, chillin'. Flippin' the beat so unique, the music's always moving. Right on time, keep it moving, y'all. This is greatness that I'm in pursuit of. I'm so high, so high. Pretty lights and colors, everything looks like a movie.
Thank y'all for rocking with Get Lifted Radio. We just heard Han Solo, Right on Time. We're going to go ahead and wrap up without any further ado. I'm going to let Mr. Han Solo give you guys his social media information, where to get up with him online.
Yeah, no doubt. Hit me on Twitter at Harnsolo, HARNSOLO. And then I got harnsolo.com. And then another cool thing I got going on right now is that Offbeat Magazine voted my recent album, Perfect Picture, for Best of the Beat, Best Hip Hop Album of 2014. So definitely vote for me, Category 17 there. My man Chris Crescent King, SZA, produced that record. So, you know, that's a good honor for he and I together to have that music out there. And again, you can go to offbeat.com and vote for me for Hip Hop Album of the Year Award, and then just check everything else at harnsolo.com.
Dig that. All right. Well, congratulations on your nomination. Definitely have my vote. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. We're looking forward to everything you have coming in the future, and definitely would love to have you back again and send us music anytime. And thanks again, you know, for voicing your opinions on the issues in hip-hop and for being such a just all-around cool artist, man. It's really dope to, you know, support somebody like you, and your journey has been amazing to, you know, witness. So you guys, if you haven't heard his music, if you aren't familiar, go to YouTube, search it. Go to SoundCloud, stream, listen, go to harnsolo.com, read about him, check him out. He's well worth your time. Thanks again for being on Get Lifted Radio's Who You Rock With, Solo.
Yes, yes, this was awesome. I appreciate it, Toya. Happy New Year.
All righty, Happy New Year, sir.
All right, peace.
Peace.
The bargain for first lady in the game, pain to the abdomen. Hand. What's the matter? Got the batter for the babe, got a burner on the way, burn phone to the base, doesn't know that nigga fast forward. Sitting on a nugget, can't get enough of this shit, I love it, I run it, ain't been nowhere, little nigga, this my town here, we're been there, done it. I ain't gotta say shit and they listen, one word I can have, you miss it. Got a squad full of niggas that's itching, a pop up itching, and they're not called witnesses. Everywhere they feeling me, they hitting my last so hard, it's symmetry. Got everybody hooked to the flow like cooking a blow, I'm cracked to the symmetry.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.